was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday Weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. The dangerous heat is just about done. Near 100 along the East Coast today. 80s tomorrow. Even cooler in the Northeast by Tuesday. But we have lost at least six people in heat-related deaths. Four in Maryland and one former NFL player died of a heat stroke. Now, to break the heat, a rare summertime Canadian cold front. It's diving into the country with severe thunderstorms, even tornadoes in the upper Midwest yesterday. It's going to take something like that with some extra punch to knock out this round of heat and humidity. And storms are a big part of Monday's forecast. From New England, Ohio, Tennessee valleys back into the Mississippi Valley, heaviest rains expected tomorrow, Georgia and Florida. And the result is an incredible weather week coming up for the entire eastern two-thirds of the country. Below normal temperatures and much lower humidities. Meanwhile, as one part cools, the other part heats up, and that's the west this week. Lingering rains along the Front Range impacting I-25, triple digits, including Salt Lake City and Boise. Plus, we have a new concern in the tropics. Not a very big concern. That and your forecast in 20 minutes. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. What? What do I have to do? Why do I hear that? No, there's not an echo on the line. There's an echo in my room. There shouldn't be any echo in my room. Now I fixed it. Wow. Look at that. Walter M. Sterling on a Sunday night. You and I are live. Wait, have all the grown-ups gone to bed? Great. It's just you and me, alone in the laundry room. Have you ever wondered when listening to Sterling on Sunday what the laundry room looks like? Have you ever wondered that? No, of course not. You have a life. But for those of you who don't have a life, which is most of you, if you go to Facebook Live, if you go to Facebook right now to Walter M. Sterling, Walter M. Sterling, right now, I am streaming video of the laundry room. You can see, are you ready? The washer, the dryer, the cat urine repellent, everything you need in a laundry room. And each week, I will add a new item to the laundry. For example, this week, you will see an analog clock that, you ready? Wasn't there last week. A couple weeks ago, I told you the sexiest thing any woman ever said to me. The hottest thing any woman ever said to me. I was sitting across from this wonderful, terrific lady, an accomplished author, and she said, you know what I really love? I love to pick up a slice of pizza in one hand, hold it up, and wait for the oil from the pizza to drip down my arm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was kismet. This was the woman for me. Not somebody who said, oh, you know, I think I'll just have the salad. Or they say, I think I'll just have the salad. Could you put the dressing on the side? Or, could I just have the salad with a lemon wedge? Shut up! I'm looking on Facebook tonight, and I have friends on Facebook. That's the only place I seem to have friends. And there's my friend Annie. And Annie has put up this post. She says, quote, I just want a hot lobster roll, dripping with butter, and a frozen drink. Who wants to be my date tonight? Oh, she wants a lobster roll, dripping with butter. Oh, my God. I called Annie. I said, come on Sterling on Sunday and share this thought with us. Greetings, Annie. Welcome to the big show. Hi.
How are you, Walter?
I'm incredibly excited to have you on giant 50,000-watt radio stations to share your culinary preferences. Describe for us what it's like to pick up a lobster roll with butter dripping down your arm.
Oh, good. An absolute summer dream. I wait for it every year, and I don't know why you necessarily have to wait for the summer to have a really good lobster roll, but you know, there are two schools of thought. There are people that like the cold lobster roll, like the lobster salad, you know, with the cut up celery and whatnot. I like mine Connecticut style, dripping in butter with some Old Bay, all right, maybe a single lettuce leaf, top split, sweet bread bun with extra butter on the side. My mom is always yelling at me for wanting to get one. She says it's a complete waste of money, that you should just get the whole lobster. I'd rather have someone do the work for me, and I just get to enjoy it.
Isn't it true that everything, every recipe is better with too much butter? Every time I see a recipe and it has butter, I triple the amount of butter. Am I right about this?
Absolutely. There are three things that always make everything delicious: butter, salt, and sugar. And the more you have of each of those ingredients, the better something's going to be. It's a fact, Walter.
It's a radio fact. Please repeat that.
It's not an opinion. It's a fact. It's a radio fact.
It's a radio fact. Please repeat that, Annie.
Allegedly.
Repeat that again. No, I don't care about alleged. But please repeat that again. What are the three ingredients we can never have too much of?
Sugar, salt, and butter. They will always make everything taste better. It's a radio fact.
Now, Annie.
Yes.
Right now, about 800,000 men listening, and not a few women listening, are thinking, you are the greatest woman who ever lived.
Well, they wouldn't be wrong, Walter. Wouldn't blame them.
Please share with us your criteria for a first date. What it would take to get you to go on a first date.
Ideally a car, so that we could go somewhere and do something.
A car, yes. Go ahead, sir.
Right, yeah. You know, like we were saying earlier, not much has changed since the dawn of the car. That will usually get a guy halfway to the first date, is if you have a car, because you got to take the babe somewhere. Ideally funny, not ugly, gainfully employed. You know, I don't have extremely high standards, but it's also rare. They're rare. And I'm shocked how often simple criteria aren't met. It's exhausting.
A car and a job.
Car, job, not ugly. Hopefully all of your original teeth.
Social security number. Social security number.
A decent credit score.
All right, now tell me about the car. Is there any car you will not get into, Annie?
I would like to say that there is, but there isn't. I once dated a guy who picked me up in a 1984 Cadillac DeVille. The shocks had been removed so that it was dropped, and the grill was being held on by bungee cords. One of the doors didn't match the color of the rest of the car because it had been replaced, and it looked as if he may have spent some time living in it, and I still got in the car. I really have to up my game.
Therefore, a lot of the things that we men hear about what women want in terms of sensitivity may not be entirely true for most women.
Well, you know, just don't be a jerk, I think, is a good rule of thumb, you know, especially like the guy I was just telling you about. One of the things that didn't bring me back was the way that he would treat wait staff out on a date. There was a day when we were going out to dinner and that there was a hostess at the host stand waiting to seat us, and he just blew right past her and sat wherever the heck he wanted, and I thought it was so beyond rude. Another time, we were out, and that this is really sad. There is this waiter, and we're talking with him, and he took our order, walked away, and the guy I was out on the date with said, "I think that guy is drunk," you know? I thought, maybe, you know, it's the service industry. It's late at night on a Sunday, you know, maybe he started drinking a little bit. So the waiter comes back to the table, and he said something to him. He was like, "Hey, pal, so have you been tippling in the kitchen?" And the kid says, "No, I haven't been drinking. I was in a car accident 5 years ago, and like he now had developed like a palsy, and I was so humiliated. I didn't go out with him again.
Well, you know, making fun of people with a palsy, it's always tricky. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Annie is sharing her real-world criteria for going out with a guy, for selecting a guy to actually go out on a date with. So far, we've learned that they can't be jerks to waiters, that they have to have a car, they have to be vaguely good-looking, no particular criteria about a job. Real-world criteria for going out on a date. I would like to hear yours. Annie would like to hear yours. What is your real-world, not this crap, the real-world criteria for agreeing to go out on a date? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Live on a Sunday night, I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Zelo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. The lack of gold has decimated the crew of the Curse of Civil War Gold, plus Mr. Toots and his super sperm. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Find out what a 39-year-old Florida man does with his teenage daughter that gets them both arrested. Yes, it's the grossest thing you can possibly think of. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Hey, it's Gary O'Neill. Today is National Ice Cream Day. I'm very excited. Earlier today, I head into an ice cream shop, gonna buy a BOGO, you know, the buy one, get one, because it's me and I have to do that. And while I'm there, the guy behind the counter verbally abuses me, psychologically assaults me, and makes me feel embarrassed. I'll tell you what he said, and I'll tell you what I did about it in reaction. I want to get your reaction. That's coming up later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. My friend Annie posted on Facebook something so dramatic tonight that I had to get her on the show. She said, what I really want is to meet up with somebody tonight and eat a lobster roll dripping in butter. I'm like, thank you. You don't have to have an MBA. You don't have to be a freaking genius. You don't have to be a jock. You just have to be willing to eat a lobster roll with an attractive young woman, and she'll love you. And have a car. A car would be good. So far, Annie, you've said lobster roll, butter, car, don't be a jerk, be nice to the waiter. Did I sum it up?
More or less, I would say. In your commercial there, being able to get a boner would be a plus. But these are all just basic things to get you to the first date. To get a second, that's always the hard part.
Well, speaking of hard parts, when does the boner issue become an issue for you? Is it the first date, the second date, the third date? Do you have a standard for that?
No. I think it depends.
God.
One
right.
Martini, two martini, three martini. Depends.
There's Paul in North Carolina. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. You're talking with Annie, who wants the following thing. She wants
really nice
lobster roll, butter, and a car. Go ahead, Paul. Hi.
The boner part. Forget about it. Sorry. You can always. It's a lot easier to spot a drunk pizza driver than a drunk waiter because, you know, if I'm sorry, but if you have palsy, it's probably pretty difficult to get a driver's license. So if the pizza driver's kind of bebopping and scatting, he might have had a few. But have you ever had hash browns fried in clarified butter?
Of course I have. I'm not a communist. I have had that before.
All you need is the potatoes. No, forget about the ketchup. It is so good.
And hey, Paul,
a little corned beef, it would not be terrible.
I'll have to ask my son if he likes corned beef. He loves the hash browns, but I'll run the corned beef by him. I love corned beef myself.
Oh, is your son single? Huh? You set me up?
He's a little out of your age demographic. I'm sorry. I had a child kind of late in life.
Thank you for your call, Paul. Thank you for calling 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We're talking about the sexiest thing you've heard.
things that are sexy to you. And when I saw that Annie found it sexy to have a lobster roll with butter dripping, I'm like, oh my God, this is heaven. This is almost as good as when a you have a slice of pizza and the oil drips down your arm. Jenny, you're on Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Jenny. Hello, Jenny. Hi. Jenny disappeared. The coward. All right. Listen, let me tell you about Annie. Now, I've known Annie for a long time. And Annie is a professional broadcaster. She's a terrific producer. Part-time, are you still bartending?
Oh, yeah. That's what keeps me sharp, baby. And DJ and host karaoke. I'm one of those. I do a little bit of everything.
Therefore, Annie actually understands how people get along and interact, something I clearly do not. And she's in touch with the people. She'll have tremendous information for us about how to behave at a bar, how to tip, how to perform a karaoke, how to impress the girl, how to impress the guy. And therefore, Annie, I'm inviting you to come on the show on a regular basis. Would you do that?
I would be absolutely honored.
And she sets the bar where you can hit it. This is what she wants in a guy. A car, vaguely pleasant, don't be a jerk to the waiter, and be sort of good looking. Give us a television star idea of what you think is good looking.
You know, if you saw some of my ex-boyfriends, you would understand that bar is a little low. I'm really more of a personality-driven gal. No deformities, I guess. Be about my height or taller, maybe. Weight has never been an issue for me, but a sparkling personality will get you pretty far.
Annie, thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. You and I will be in touch. She'll be back again next week, I hope. And we'll have a whole new perspective on our lives. It'll be fantastic. Annie, thanks so much for being on Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Coming up tonight, we have Gary Arnell's Dilemma, which I hope will be interesting tonight, because last week I think was, sort of marginal. We may have to give Gary Arnell something new to do. Plus, coming up in seconds, you and I are going to discover the amazing world of the brew-through. The drive-through brew, the beer barn, the beer cave, call it whatever you want. You and I will talk about how that happened and what it means for our culture. And we're going to learn how to get rid of guilt when you go on vacation and you go to a place where there are lots of poor people and there you are, rich American. I'm going to tell you how to get through the guilt. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. I'm the voice they could afford.
Meteorologist John Weatherby. Each of our tropical basins has a little bit of activity tonight. Nothing really threatening. Most impressive is in the eastern Pacific. Tropical wave that's likely to become a tropical storm later this week, paralleling western Mexico. In the Atlantic, the National Hurricane Center is now watching a tropical wave near the central Bahamas. There's very little enthusiasm for this to develop. Only a 10% chance in the next 5 days as this disorganized low will drift towards South Florida, enhancing midweek rains. One model, though, thinks this may form a tropical depression off the North Carolina coast next weekend. There's nothing else out there right now, and of course, we'll be watching. In the meantime, focus on your weather for tomorrow, which will be wet and stormy for most of us as we knock down the dangerous heat to start the new work week. And this will be a rarity as cooler, drier air makes its way all the way into the deep south. I think this front, however, will get hung up along the Gulf Coast late week, maybe interacting with that tropical wave. No other big storms will sweep across the country this week. That's good news. An update on your forecast coming up in 20 minutes. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby, Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Hi, this is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. The lack of gold has decimated the crew of the Curse of Civil War Gold, plus Mr. Toots and his super sperm, later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Do you know what a technocrat is? Why is my mic weird? Do you know what a technocrat is? I sound like I'm talking in a kazoo. Does it sound like a kazoo to you? No, I sound all right. Those are ringing endorsements if I ever heard one. Okay, so you know what a technocrat is? A technocrat is somebody who believes that if technology exists, it should be used. That's what a technocrat is. You go to work, all of a sudden there's a new piece of equipment, there's a new photocopier, a new printer, the old printer was fine, the photocopier was fine, everything was fine. But here's this new piece of equipment, and everything will be better. It never is it? The IT guy has to come for the next 4 years to make that printer work. We have some connection problem here. And they always blame you. Well, you didn't set it up right. You had the toggle switch wrong on that, and we're very upset. By the way, tonight's show is dedicated to Mrs. Ferguson, Eric's mom, and you'll hear why coming up in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday. The problem we have in doing this show each week is, number one, I do it from my laundry room, and I thought that was an issue, but it isn't. I've done it from actual studios, actual broadcast studios. And you know what? There's always trouble. Every week there's always trouble. And by the way, coming from the laundry room, I want you to go to Facebook, Walter M. Sterling, right now, and see streaming video of this show from the laundry room. And you can make comments about the streaming video right now. It's live streaming right now from the laundry room at Facebook. Go to Walter M. Sterling and watch the streaming video of Sterling on Sunday. But I digress. Every week we have a technical problem. Why is that? Is it because radio is a new medium? Not exactly. Radio is a proven medium. I hate it when I hear jerks go, well, you know, traditional media or it's classic media. No, it's old-fashioned media. No, it's proven media. This is proven media. That's the great thing about it. But every week we have a technical issue that's nobody's fault. It's nobody's fault, but every week there's something. This week, the computer that plays the audio for this show, the magical sound effects that you and I share together, and it bonds us in an intimate and profound audio way as audiophiles listen to AM, it crashed. I have to play all the audio. I usually play like 80%, but the big stuff Matt DeSantis plays. This week, his screen went dark. I said to Matt, have you ever seen a tape cartridge machine? He has not, because he's in college. I said, those worked fine. Julia in Tennessee, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. What do you really look for in a date, Julia? Not the crap in Cosmopolitan. What do you really look for in a date?
I really look for, aside from sensitivity, which you poo-pooed, I actually look for some intelligence, because if you're intelligent, you have imagination. And if you have imagination, whoa, where can you go?
Now, listen, Julia, as an intelligent woman, I need you to talk into the phone.
I was talking into the phone. Do I need to speak louder?
Yes, please.
Okay. So what I was saying was that I like sensitivity, but I also like intelligence. I like some form of intelligence. So you may have a car, but if you're dumb and you can't move the shift control, I don't really care if you have a car. So are you hearing me?
Is shift control symbolic or a reference to something else?
What do you think? Use your imagination. You're an intelligent man. So that's... Take it where you will.
If I was an intelligent man, Julia, I would be on every day at 3 p.m. But instead, I'm on Sunday nights in Media Mumbai, in the slums of American media, where they shove things they don't know what to do with. The oddities of American media, here we are, right next to the Gold Show.
Yes, but the people who are intelligent are listening to you at this hour of the night because there's nothing else intelligent on.
No,
does
it
that
isn't.
Give
that...
you some, a little, does that give you some kudos? I hope so. I mean, you've been in radio forever. I looked you up. You've been in radio forever, and this isn't your first go-round, so I don't think you should feel too bad about being on at 10 o'clock at night.
I don't feel bad about it. I love it. But let's not be confused that the reason that people are listening to me is not because they're intelligent. It's because there is nothing else on. It isn't that there's anything intelligent on. There's absolutely nothing else on. And I appreciate your call. Thank you very much for calling. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Walter M. Sterling talking about what do you really look for in a date. Moments ago, I had Annie on, and Annie is my buddy, and she posted on Facebook the hottest thing I've ever seen. She said what she was looking for in a date tonight was somebody who would eat a lobster roll with her with too much butter on it. There's no greater nightmare to a guy than to go out on a first date. And there you are looking at this attractive woman. And she says, you brought her to a nice restaurant. Maybe you know the owner. Maybe you know the waiter. You're trying to show off on your first date. And you say, you know, I'm going to have the lasagna. I'll have the lasagna. And your girlfriend looks at you and she says, I'll just have a salad. With a lemon wedge. Oh, shut up. Well, how about some wine? I'll have some tap water. No, I'll have Pellegrino with a lemon wedge. Shut up with the lemon wedge. You want to kill sex fast. You want to kill romance fast. Ask for stuff with lemon wedges. Nothing will kill romance. Nothing will kill dates faster than if you sit there and order things with lemon wedges. There's nothing worse. It's a horrible thing to sit across from that. You know what else is horrible? It's going on vacation to a fancy, expensive island, some remarkable resort, and you get off the plane like I did in Curacao and drove through 20 miles of the worst poverty I've ever seen in my life. At least 20 miles of the worst poverty I have ever seen in my life. And to get to my hotel. And in the process of that, I saw the worst poverty, and there I was guilty as hell. Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to share with you an astonishing piece of information, a great idea, on how to eliminate your guilt about having an American Express card as you're driving through poverty to your vacation slot. Who knew you'd find these solutions?
World Florida man does with his teenage daughter that gets them both arrested. Yes, it's the grossest thing you can possibly think of. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
It's so exciting to work in radio and not know what's going to work next. Jeff Blumenfeld, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. You're on a big network show. We're in 6 of the top 10 markets, the fastest growing network show in radio. Isn't that exciting for you at this point in your career?
I am honored to talk to you.
Now, Jeff Blumenfeld and I went to college together. We went to the Neuhaus School at Syracuse University. We both worked at WAER, which has since been destroyed. Are you aware that it's since been destroyed?
Yeah, its independence has been challenged by the school administration, is my understanding of it.
That's correct. Now it's a pathetic NPR jazz station, as if any city needs more than one. Syracuse, barely a city, now has two of them. And it's a disgusting situation. However, Jeff has written a great book designed to alleviate guilt. It's called Travel with Purpose. And any time you and I have gone to any country, any other country for vacation, between the airport and your hotel, you're confronted with the guilt of having an American Express card because you're surrounded too often by people living in dire poverty. And it's impossible for many of these countries to hide it. However, Jeff Blumenfeld has come up with a damn interesting solution as to how to deal with the guilt of going to a country and being surrounded by poverty before you get to the luxury resort. So Jeff's put out a book. I have posted it on my Facebook page. You get a link to it there, and you should buy it. Jeff, tell us the name of the book and what this is about. I'll let you do it because you're an actual broadcaster.
Yeah, well, it's called Travel with Purpose, A Field Guide to Voluntourism. And what you say is so true, and that really hit home to me when I was going on a ski vacation to Chile, and you land at the airport, and you just pass the worst poverty you've ever seen in your life to get to your luxury Chilean ski resort. And that really hit home to me. Travel with Purpose, basically the elevator pitch on that, is wherever you go in the world, lend a hand when you get there. And it's totally up to you. Whatever your comfort level is, lend a hand for an hour. Lend a hand for 2 hours. Spend a half a day to lend a hand. Go build a school for an entire week. It's totally up to you. And let's say you don't want to make that kind of a commitment. How about this idea? Pack school supplies in your bag back just school supplies or medical supplies. There's a group called Pack for a Purpose. Pack for a Purpose. They'll say, yeah, you're going to the Dominican Republic. They need pencils. If you have 5 pounds available in your bag, just bring pencils down. We'll pick it up from you at the hotel. That's voluntourism. So it's whatever your comfort level is. But let me tell you, it's a lot better to go to a place like Barbados instead of going through cheesy T-shirt shops and looking at possibly getting ripped off by jewelry. Not that I don't like Barbados, but spend a half a day at the Salvation Army. You'll meet the locals. You'll find the names of the best beaches. And then go back on the cruise ship and play bingo or buy your handbags or eat at the buffet.
Okay, I agree. It's a great idea. No one's going to argue with you that it's a great idea. Let's deal with the practicality. I landed in country that I don't know anybody. I've never been there before, and I'm supposed to volunteer. Okay, I agree. How do I make that connection? I land in my hotel. I'm like, I'm here for 10 days. I'd like to spend some time helping people out in this country. How do I make the connections?
Well, two groups that I'm very high on is what I mentioned, this Pack for a Purpose. They'll refer you to some great organizations that need your supplies that you bring in. And the other is called Hope Floats, hopefloats.org. You tell them where you're going on a cruise, and they'll say, yeah, when you get to Antigua, ask for Juan at the Salvation Army. It's a short cab right away. We'll let him know that you're coming. Volunteer as long as you want. And there's an opportunity for you to volunteer. Now, you don't even need a passport to be a voluntourist. You could go on volunteermatch.org. Volunteermatch.org,
Jeff,
is the Tinder of volunteering. Wherever you go
Tinder,
in the country, in the U.S.
The Tinder of volunteering. Now, Jeff Blumenfeld, share with us a great story. Share with us one example of a little out of the way, a little exotic, a little unusual way that somebody has indulged in voluntourism.
The country of Nepal is one of the poorest countries on earth. There are people in the hillsides of Nepal who don't have the money for medical to get medical care, who don't have the transportation to get all the way down into Kathmandu, and many of those people are blind. They're totally blind for no other reason than they have cataracts. Here in the States, if you get cataracts, the slightest bit of, it's like looking through a dirty window. You can't stand it. In Nepal, the cataracts progress to the point, it's called bilateral mature cataracts. You look at somebody with that, it looks like they have two black pebbles in their eyes. I was able to sign on as a volunteer with a group called Dooley Intermed. Dooley Intermed brings ophthalmologists to Nepal to conduct cataract surgeries. Now, in the States, they cost about $3,000. In Nepal, cataract surgery is about $25. And they profoundly changed the lives of dozens of Nepalis who were suffering from cataracts. It is the most gratifying.
And how did you facilitate that? Explain how it works. What did you do?
What I did is what many people can do. If you've got a skill, let's say your skill is art. Let's say your skill is just speaking the English language, and you want to volunteer your time to teach English as a second language, ESL. My skill was writing. My skill was photography. I signed on as the director of communications. I still paid to go on the trip. But it was profoundly life-altering for me to see this one woman in particular, 65 years old, Chinja, was brought in piggyback style, barefoot, by her son. She had been blind for 3 years with cataracts. The next day, she had 20/20 vision. Overnight, it's one of the most gratifying procedures. I watched it. I saw it happen.
No, I get it. I'm just trying to understand the mechanism of how me, as a tourist, gets involved in a profound way for a short time in voluntourism.
You are a storyteller. Any of these volunteer trips that go to another country want to get the word out about the good work that they're doing, whether it's a church group, a YMCA group, a synagogue. You are a storyteller. In your case, I am a storyteller and a photographer. I got to sign on and volunteer my time to help tell their stories. Now, if you have a skill like you're a registered nurse, it's a great demand for you to sign on one of these trips. If you have a little bit of carpentry knowledge, you could sign on a trip like this through your church, your synagogue, through
That's a really good point. Through the church, through the synagogue, hook it up before you go to the country.
Yeah.
Or the Rotary, exactly. A field guide to voluntourism. Travel with Purpose, A Field Guide to Voluntourism by Jeff Blumenfeld. I put up the link on the Walter M. Sterling page. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, this is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. The lack of gold has decimated the crew of the Curse of Civil War Gold. Plus, Mr. Toots and his super sperm. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Find out what a 39-year-old Florida man does with his teenage daughter that gets them both arrested. Yes, it's the grossest thing you can possibly think of. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
What? Thanks for the cue. It ends 10 seconds later. Somebody says, you're up. 888-688-WALT. By the way, I may make fun from time to time, but I have the best sound engineer in American radio. His name is Matt DeSantis. He's good to his mom. And he works really hard. He's really smart. He gets an A for effort. Sometimes he's given steam-driven tools to work with, and yet he works around it like an Egyptian building in a pyramid. I'm Walter Sterling. I used to be a suit. What does that mean? It means I used to make a living looking good in a suit. I'd walk into a room. I'd show a PowerPoint. Everybody'd be very impressed. And then I'd go home. I'd go to the Four Seasons or Ritz-Carlton, order room service. That was my day. Then somebody said, why don't you do a talk show? Ruin my life. Johnny in North Carolina, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. My number is 888-688-WALT. You and I are talking about brew-throughs, drive-through brew stores. Welcome to the big show, Johnny. Hi.
It's so lovely to be here at last. The brew-throughs also have something that I don't know if you're familiar with. You've heard of Tasty Cake.
I have a cabinet full of Tasty Cakes.
Yes, but they also make a cherry turnover pie that you can get for a buck at Food Lion, and I think they have them at the brew-thru, and they're really good.
Now, do you feel connected to the community? Do you feel more American, more patriotic when you go through the brew-thru?
I don't know. You know, it's hard for me to answer that. I feel a sense of space and liberty as I go through the brew-through because of the construction of it, you know.
I don't think they have them in France, do you?
It might be a little bit too unexclusive for Paris, you know. I don't know.
Well, this is a very good call. Therefore, you get a chance to guess the mystery voice. Are you ready?
Yes, let me hear the film.
When I had my heart attack and when we lost our house, you were right there by my side. You were there. You know something? I think that you're bad luck.
Johnny in North Carolina, who do you think that is for a prize announcement?
The psychotic horse face from New York City, AOC.
No, don't be silly, Johnny, but I really appreciate the call. Thank you very much for your call. I will never have a political voice on this show. Why? I'll tell you why. I don't understand talk shows. Do you have that Kate Smith thing? I don't understand talk shows that scream about politics for hour after hour after hour. Who cares? The only people who listen to those shows, hear me closely, are people who aren't ambulatory and don't have the ability to get up and move and change the dial. They're listening to the radio for companionship. Remember I told you I used to be a suit? I used to be a suit. And I used to help radio stations figure out what to put on the air. Never once did I say, you know, we need to have somebody screaming at the Democrats. Never. I never put on a show that sounded like this. And ladies and gentlemen, the problem with our country is that the Democrats do not have regular bowel movements. If they had regular bowel movements, they'd understand that the economy is based on working hard and capitalism, and they wouldn't be sharing their toilet tissue with their poor neighbors. Oh, my God. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Jim in Maryland, welcome to Sterling on Sunday, listening on WMAL.
Mr. Sterling with an E.
Thank you, sir.
How you doing?
Well, I'm excited to talk to you sexually.
Well, you know, you calm down, man. That ain't going to happen. Hey, the brew-throughs, man.
yes.
You know, why you need them. I countered them up in Pennsylvania and Ohio. But it's easy to find a brew-fru, but try to find a liquor store.
What's your point, Jim?
My point is, down here in Southern Maryland, our liquor stores drive up windows open at 7 a.m. on Sundays.
As it
and they
be.
Will bring the beer out to you, but you don't drive into the place.
You're missing so much when you're enveloped in the environment of a brew-through, when you can see nothing but beer around you, soda, cigarettes, cigars, lottery tickets. You can't see anything else when you're in the beer cave. Don't you miss that experience?
The brew-through doesn't smell anything like a nice liquor store. You know, that you ever notice that liquor store smell?
Yes, it's a smell you associate with being with your father on Saturday night.
Yeah, well, that includes Polish sausage and pickled eggs.
Did you ever eat a pickled egg?
Yeah, I love pickled eggs.
Do you like the red ones or the clear ones?
Just one or two, man. Just one or two.
The ones in the red brine looks disgusting. It looks disgusting.
Yeah, you got to have saltines with it. Saltines with a pickled egg.
Would you like to guess the mystery voice for a prize announcement? Great.
I had a heart attack when we lost our house. You were right there by my side. You were there. You know something? I think that you're bad luck.
Who do you think that is?
Tawana Brawley.
No, let's stick to references from this century. Thank you very much for the call. 888-688-WALT. Dane in St. Louis, are you listening on KMOX?
Good evening, Mr. Sterling with the A.
Hey.
I just want to say this is my first time listening to your show, and so far I like it. And I'm just wondering, do you have, when I go visit my family in the Dallas area, do you happen to have a station there in Dallas?
You know, you're a gift from Jesus there, Dane, because not only do we have a station in Dallas, we have the dominant radio station in Dallas, WBAP, at 8:20 a.m. Talk radio, WBAP.
That's one of my stations I listen to when I'm there, and I didn't know you had there, but, no, I'm just, like I said, this is my first time.
Well, why do you like my stupid show? Why do you like it?
Because it's refreshing. It's refreshing. And then after your show, I listen to the Overnight America show.
With Ryan Recker on KMOX. Well, Ryan's great. So you get a chance to win a prize announcement for guessing this voice.
When I had my heart attack and when we lost our house, you were right there by my side. You were there. You know something? I think that you're bad luck.
All right, listening on KMOX, who do you think that is?
I don't know.
That's all right. I really appreciate the call. Thank you for your kind words. It means a lot to me because I get no kind words from my industry. I get shock and awe. You're doing a show. I get shock and awe from my industry. No one's saying, oh, my God, that's fantastic. It's all right. I'll work it out. I'm seeing a therapist. That's not true. Become a Midnight Misfit. Get your membership card. Go to WalterMSterling.com. Get the Midnight Misfit membership card so you can decode the secret message I'll be giving you coming up in just seconds. And go to Facebook right now to Walter M. Sterling and watch us from the laundry room live streaming Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Each of our tropical basins has a little bit of activity tonight. Nothing really threatening. Most impressive is in the eastern Pacific. Tropical wave that's likely to become a tropical storm later this week, paralleling western Mexico. In the Atlantic, the National Hurricane Center is now watching a tropical wave near the central Bahamas. There's very little enthusiasm for this to develop. Only a 10% chance in the next 5 days as this disorganized low will drift towards South Florida, enhancing midweek rains. One model, though, thinks this may form a tropical depression off the North Carolina coast next weekend. There's nothing else out there right now, and of course, we'll be watching. In the meantime, focus on your weather for tomorrow, which will be wet and stormy for most of us as we knock down the dangerous heat to start the new work week. And this will be a rarity as cooler, drier air makes its way all the way into the deep south. I think this front, however, will get hung up along the Gulf Coast late week. Maybe
may be interacting with that tropical wave, no other big storms will sweep across the country this week. That's good news. An update on your forecast coming up in 20 minutes. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby, Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, this is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. The lack of gold has decimated the crew of the Curse of Civil War Gold, plus Mr. Toots and his super sperm. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Find out what a 39-year-old Florida man does with his teenage daughter that gets them both arrested. Yes, it's the grossest thing you can possibly think of. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Now I'm up. You know, during the promo, if you said to me, you're next, then I think it would improve the flow of the show. Just a suggestion. What do I know?
Sterling on Sunday. Last week, Judy in Dallas told this terrible joke.
I was wondering, what do you feed a gay horse? Hi!
And now, this week's terrible joke from Judy in Dallas.
My sweetheart, my Judy, welcome to the big show on WBAP. What is your bad joke of the week, Judy?
Well, actually, you know what, this is a repeat. I've told it before, but it is a good one, so I want to tell it again. What is it, Walter? What is it when a old chameleon can't change colors?
What is it when an old chameleon can't change colors, Judy?
Cannot change colors. It's a reptile dysfunction.
We're talking about this, the remarkable, the great American phenomena of the drive-through brew, where we get in a car, we don't have to get out of the car, we drive into the beer barn, and we're surrounded floor to ceiling with beverages, cigars, lottery tickets, really everything that we need to be happy. We don't need a big trip to Paris to be happy. We don't need a Maserati to be happy. We need to drive into a building, be surrounded by beer, soda, cigars, lottery tickets, and we're happy. I don't think it's true in Spain or Portugal. I don't think they drive into anything like that in Spain or Portugal. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, Wyndham in Michigan. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi, Walter. I'm not calling about a drive-through brewery, but I'm calling about boners, pretty much. I'm a big fan of yours. Had been listening for a couple years now, two or so years. And maybe a year and a half ago or so, I heard you say something like, when you think of erectile dysfunction, think of Walter M. Sterling. So I spent a year thinking about you every time I thought of erectile dysfunction. Then I called in a couple months ago and told you you'd be a good erectile dysfunction man. Well, I'm calling now to say, as an avid listener, I'm very proud of your boner man.
Oh, my God, you've upset the monkey. My family's away. Our septic monkey is in the laundry room with me. And the only way to shut up the monkey is with music. But there's something about the tone of your voice, Wyndham, that has upset the monkey. Let me see. Let me look for this. The only thing that shuts up the monkey is music. Let me see if I can find music that the monkey even likes. Because it isn't just like any music. It's very specific music that I have to find, which is not easy. Hold on a second. Let's see if we can shut up the monkey here. Eight
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, Walter M. Sterling. Shut up, the monkey. 888-688-WALT. You and I are talking about the wonderful phenomena, a true American tradition, a great American tradition of the beer barn. Jason in Texas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi. Jason, hi.
How are you?
Well, I'm excited to talk to you, buddy.
I'm excited to talk to you, too. How are you? I mean, how's the weather where you're at?
400 degrees. And you?
It's pretty warm. It's about 80 degrees.
Well, I'm glad we've gotten that out of the way. What else would you like to talk about?
Well, you said, why would a person want to listen to a
polling on Sunday? Hi, Brenda.
Hey, Mr. Sterling, how's it doing tonight over there?
It's 400 degrees, and you, sweetie?
Well, I got the AC going pretty good, so.
Now, that's a very interesting point. I'm really glad you brought that up. I can't believe that I'll go into someone's house who has an air conditioning unit in every window or central air, and they haven't turned it on. Once it's 70 degrees, you turn on that air conditioner. That's what it's there for. And I've never been given the script as to what I'm supposed to say when I walk into someone's house and I can see the air hanging there from the turn of the century, the air hanging there, and their air conditioner's not on. What do I do about that?
I don't know. I'd rather see the ice hanging there, wouldn't you? I mean,
yes. I mean, it's unbelievable, these people with their air conditioners who don't turn them on. I don't get that, Brenda. Why did you call?
Me neither, especially when today is our 46th anniversary. We are using the AC, let me tell you. We went out to a really nice dinner. My husband wrote me a beautiful poem in the card he gave me, and we reminisced all day of the time of our wedding and the whole day's events. And so it was really a nice day for us here.
Your 46th anniversary of what?
Our wedding anniversary.
You've been married 46 years, and he still has the strength to write a letter? He has the strength to pick up a pen?
He doesn't write the best, but let me tell you, he put a poem together for me. I could care less what it looks like, you know?
Well, you're right. Did he give you hard goods? Did you get a real gift?
It was so sweet the whole day. We had chocolate stampede. Okay.
What's that?
Oh, you have no idea. It's on a huge plate. Two chocolate cakes with fudge and what's the other stuff? The fudge and the it's like three or four layers. Then you got whipped cream. Then you each have a large scoop of ice cream. It was beyond belief.
Did he put this on you? Did he eat it off of you?
Of course not. He's not that kind of guy. We've been together 46 years. So I don't think so, right?
Well, I'm very happy. Congratulations on your anniversary. Are you ready to guess the mystery voice?
Thank you. I am.
When I had my heart attack and when we lost our house, you were right there by my side. You were there. You know something? I think that you're bad luck.
Brenda in Pennsylvania, who do you think that is?
Kristen Chenoweth.
No, but I see why you think that. That's a pretty good guess. I appreciate it, Brenda, and congratulations. Happy anniversary to you and your exhausted husband. 888-688-WA. Wait, what? Oh, my God, like NPR. Wow. Well, coming up in just seconds, we actually got microphones hidden in the beer through. In the brew through, in one of the brew throughs. These started in 1977 in Ohio and then moved to North Carolina. Oh, darn my back. And to North Carolina. And what it is you drive your car into a building, a small building, and from floor to ceiling, you're surrounded by refrigerator units that have beer, soda, cigars, lottery tickets, everything you could possibly want. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe it? Now, we are I'm working through these challenges here, these audio challenges. But nevertheless, it's a pretty good show, Bill White. Don't you think so? I think so. And the entire show is dedicated to Eric Ferguson's mom. Oh, and this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Walter M. Sterling. And the hits just keep on coming.
WRKO. Boston.
It's time for this show to be on WRKO in Boston. We're on Real Talk 910 in San Francisco.
The Streets of San Francisco, a Quinn Martin production.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, show prep. That's actual show prep. You heard it in action. Very few other shows would be that well prepared. But it's time for this show to be on in Boston. And it's time to be on a station that I used to consult, and I got him a five share.
Ladies and gentlemen, Walter M. Sterling. And the hits just keep on coming.
WRKO, Boston.
I'm a radio station market manager. The boss. I get to leave the building whenever I want. I make sure everyone who schedules commercials schedules even more commercials. You want me to dump the paid-for show, Mr. Bitcoin is your friend, for Sterling on Sunday? Nobody can sell that lesbian garbage. I must know, who else is airing Sterling on Sunday? That's the only research that matters. Who else airs Sterling on Sunday?
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Personally chosen by Walter to speak words on his broadcast. Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Freaking Pete Spriggs of WSB AM and FM, Atlanta, Georgia. A top 10 market, baby. What else do you need to know?
Sterling on Sunday. No peanuts. I'm allergic.
All right, there we are on KFBK in Sacramento. Very big radio station. Very proud to be on KFBK. And we got the microphones into a brew-through. In through a drive-through beer cave. No one else has ever mic'd this before. No one else has ever gotten natural sound out of it. Let's see what our microphones discovered.
It's time for The American Pastoral, life at the drive-thru brew. Last time, Josh and the beer barn manager were coming to fisticuffs over the length of the beer barn lawn.
I'm afraid we're going to get a ticket if you don't cut the lawn at the beer barn. Josh, your name makes you a lazy man. Josh is a Nickelodeon name, and Nick kids are used to participation trophies, not hard work.
I'm afraid you were painting me with a bright orange brush.
Oh, oh! Here comes Mrs. Ferguson into the beer barn.
Oh, Eric Ferguson's mom?
Welcome to the beer barn, Eric Ferguson's mom. What do you want in your trunk?
I just want to buy a lottery ticket. Here's $5.
Now, Mrs. Ferguson, we've reviewed the beer barn rules before. No lottery tickets can be put in the trunk. State law. Sorry.
Wait, why is Officer Sergeant Carducci here?
All right, that's enough. Stand by to be ticketed for beer barn landscape violations.
Next time on American Pastoral, Life at the Drive-Thru Brew, will Sergeant Carducci haul everyone from the drive-thru to the jail garden? Find out next time on Life at the Drive-Thru Brew, a service of Sterling on Sunday. Ward Carr speaking.
Thank you, Ward. 888-688-WALT. There's Beryl Kravitz, D. Wells, John Kelly in another country, Jim Kelly in another country, Judy Anderson, Neil Paul. These are the Midnight Misfits. Frank Cohn, Ken Forbes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And my gosh, there's Ben White and Bill White and Marion Jewel Riley, who has the most beautiful name I've ever heard in my life. You know, we are a strange culture in that we love to bring things back to life. We love to bring the undead back to life. For example, when you graduated from high school, there were a group of people who were your close friends. There were like two. Everybody else, you were not supposed to see or contact again after high school. Instead, now there's Facebook. And what's the result of Facebook? People you were never supposed to be in touch with again by law, by God,
there you are in touch with them. It's like raising the undead. And now, here's another wacky idea. They raised from the dead the Murphy Brown Show. How did that go? Awful. Roseanne, they raised that back from the dead, and here's this iconic, brilliant comic. She's risen back from the dead, and what does she do? She does stupid things, loses her career, show destroyed. Will and Grace, how did that go? Not so good. And now they want to bring back Woodstock. They want to have Woodstock 50. That's Melanie. She was 21 when that happened. Let's see now. It's 50 years later. How old is Melanie? 71. Do we want to hear Melanie at 71 sing this? No, we don't. It's like Yoko Ono's mother. No, we don't want anything to do with it. It's a bad idea. Every few years, they try to revive Woodstock. No one had planned for Woodstock to be like that, the way it was, iconic, changing our culture. That wasn't the plan. It was to put on a concert, make some money, and go home. Instead, it became this thing where all these kids who could escape their parents and do drugs, all of a sudden were there. But let me tell you about the kids who went to Woodstock, most of them. This peace and love crap, it was a lot of nonsense. I worked at a progressive rock radio station. I knew hippies. They were bullies. They were nasty. If you didn't agree with them, there was no peace and love. There are things that should not be revived. Let's talk more about them coming up in just seconds at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. It's a big show. It's a big night.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday Weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. The dangerous heat is just about done. Near 100 along the East Coast today. 80s tomorrow. Even cooler in the Northeast by Tuesday. But we have lost at least six people in heat-related deaths. Four in Maryland and one former NFL player who died of a heat stroke. Now, to break the heat, a rare summertime Canadian cold front. It's diving into the country with severe thunderstorms, even tornadoes in the upper Midwest yesterday. It's going to take something like that with some extra punch to knock out this round of heat and humidity. And storms are a big part of Monday's forecast from New England, Ohio, Tennessee valleys back into the Mississippi Valley. Heaviest rains expected tomorrow, Georgia and Florida. And the result is an incredible weather week coming up for the entire eastern two-thirds of the country. Below normal temperatures and much lower humidities. Meanwhile, as one part cools, the other part heats up, and that's the West this week. Lingering rains along the Front Range impacting I-25. Triple digits, including Salt Lake City and Boise. Plus, we have a new concern in the tropics. Not a very big concern. That and your forecast in 20 minutes. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Sterling on Sunday.
The Piggly Wiggly was all aghast this week here in beautiful Muskegon, Michigan. The Civil War gold, who stole it? Where did it go? Who ran off with it? The lack of gold, does this end the series? Charles Hacklett, his ghost, is doing whatever he can to end the series, and the dejection in this community is beyond compare. Muskegon, by the way, is a sleepy suburb of Grand Rapids and used to be a town of great affluence, but has run into hard times. Gold was to lift Muskegon out of the doldrums. Now, Mr. Toots, my trusty sidekick, Mr. Toots the dog. I have ordered a girlfriend for him, but Mr. Toots is an older dog. And it's widely suggested that I freeze his semen. So in the future, when it's time and I want to have puppies by Mr. Toots, I get his frozen semen puppies. Now, sperm puppies, it's actually a big deal. Big in the cow industry, dogs too, and sheep and pigs, frozen sperm everywhere. Mr. Toots is going to see his veterinarian, a nice lady, who's going to bring him to the point of donation of his super sperm. The sperm will be frozen, and then 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 30 years from now, I can call upon his seed whenever I want. It's like having a savings bond, but it's a savings bond of sperm. For your Curse a Civil War Gold update and about Mr. Toot Sperm, I'm Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan, for Sterling on Sunday.
It's the freaking OJs, man.
If I had a chance, so smart, you can't beat her cooking. Oh, ask me how I know.
Elizabeth in Virginia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hello, Elizabeth. Hi.
Hello. I'm sorry. I was just listening to that commercial, whatever it was. For real.
It was a powerful message about the curse of Civil War gold by our reporter, Velo Hool.
I'm sorry, it threw me off guard. I was actually just calling to answer the question about the lady with the voice.
All right, let's play the mystery voice at 888-688-WALT. And if you guess it right, you'll win a prize announcement.
Okie doke.
You were right there by my side. You were there. You know something? I think that you're bad luck.
Who do you think that is for a chance to win a prize announcement?
Okay, I listen to your buddies every day, and I'm hoping I got the right name from them, from Chris Lance and good old Rush. Is it Elizabeth Warren?
Let me explain this again. I don't listen to those shows. I watch General Hospital, Match Game, Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, and TMZ. I watch shows based on current events. Any guess, any voice I'm going to put on is somebody who's not political, because I could give a crap. Just like you, I could give a crap about politics. You know how easy it would be for me to do that show? There was a great monologuist named Gene Shepherd who wrote A Christmas Story. And when Gene Shepherd, who used to do an hour a night telling stories, he was asked, why don't you ever talk about current events? He said, because it's too easy. Here, let me show you how you do it. You ready? Where's Kate Smith? Now listen, here's how you do one of those shows. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's outrageous. It's outrageous what we have to put up with the Democrats. These Democrats are out of control. They're out of control. Do you realize that the Democrats take up more sewage than other people? Democrats are destroying our country. Do you have that music? Where's the music? Why do I have to beg? Play it loud. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Oh, because we're dealing with computer software that wasn't renewed. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. But it's the Democrats that are causing it. It's them. It's their doing it. You know who they are. If they weren't here, if they weren't doing what they're doing, everything would be perfect. Our life would be perfect if only they weren't here. If only they weren't doing it, everything would be great. Play it loud. Let's hear it. Who do that crap for 3 hours a day, and then they go play golf and they think they're not the mainstream media? Oh, my God. Gary, listening on KKAT, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi. Hi, Gary.
No, hi.
How may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to guess the mystery voice.
You'd like to guess the mystery voice.
I had my heart attack, and when we lost our house, you were right there by my side. You were there. You know something? I think that you're bad luck.
Who do you think that is, Gary?
Your mama?
888-688-WALT. There are my Midnight Misfits. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We just don't fit in. You and me, we don't fit in. Now, if you have a Midnight Misfit card, you can decode this secret message, but you'll need the card to decode it. You get the card at waltermsterling.com, waltermsterling.com. Download and print out the card right now. It's free and it's easy. Do not send me your address. We don't send them out in the mail. They're available instantly and for free online at Walter M. Sterling. Here we go. The letter C. I can't find the file now. Just play along. C, U, hashtag, and then the letter N. That's C-U, hashtag, and the letter N. Then 987-N-K-Z, exclamation mark. C-U, C-U hashtag, N, 987-N-K-Z, exclamation mark. It's great to be with you. You and me alone in the car. Keith Mortensen in the 18-wheeler. Driving across our great country tonight. This is the American season. Summer is the American season. All other seasons bow down to summer in America. It's not true in other countries, you know. In other countries, it's not a big deal. Here it is the deal. It's the reason why we love our country. It's the reason why we're here. We get to enjoy summer in the United States of America. What a treat. And one of the great treats is we do long-distance driving. And anybody who says they hate it, they're lying. You know they're lying, because really we love it. Why? Because we get to be alone in the car, and then we get to stop and go to the bathroom and eat whatever we want. It's the best thing. I'm Walter Sterling. I get to tell you my stories. You get to tell me yours. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Hi, guys. Well, are you surviving this heat wave? Because I'm about dying here. So I figure, what better way to enjoy a day than by being hot and nasty with all of my favorite boys and girls? Do you want to come play with me on MLFC? I hope so. Because I'm about dying over here. Need a little relief from this, don't you? Come play with me today. At least maybe we can enjoy this together.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
All right. This is my favorite feature on the show. I love to do this, and you get to participate in it tomorrow. I'd like you to take a Sterling snapshot of what you're looking at right now. You have an expensive phone. You've wasted it on taking pictures of your relatives. Stupid. Nobody cares about that. I'd like to see what you're looking at right now. If you're driving, I have to say, pull over, don't do it while you're driving. But otherwise, I'd especially like it if you're at work on the third shift. I'd love to see your break room or where you work. That would be fantastic. Take a picture of it and send it to waltermsterling.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. Send me the email and I will post it tomorrow on the Facebook page. You can see what I'm looking at right now by going to my Facebook page right now and seeing a live stream from the laundry room. It's not a joke, right, Sergeant Thomason? It's not a joke. We actually do the show from the laundry room, and I will do your laundry during the show. Well, why the hell else would I do it from the laundry room? 888-688-WALT is my phone number. Please take a picture of what you're looking at right now at 22 minutes past the hour. That way, everybody who's listening right now can see what we're all looking at, seeing what each other's looking at. I'll post it on Facebook tomorrow at Walter M. Sterling, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. The email address, again, is waltermsterling@gmail. Send it to me right now. Take the picture right now. That way, we all see what's going on at the same moment. And I've gotten some incredible photographs from Sergeant Tim listening on WLS in Chicago, now programmed by Stephanie Titchener and Michael Garay and Marv Nyren. All the executives are involved in every decision at every moment of the day. Therefore, you have nothing but quality programming at all times. But Sergeant Tim in Chicago has taken me stunning photographs, amazing photographs, while he's on duty as a Chicago police officer. And you know I love police officers, except when they ask me this question, which is, do you know how fast you were going? Here's Gary Arnell. Gary Arnell helps me make the show. He's been a good friend of mine. He's a world-class talk show host, but he leads a spiritually schlubby life. He's built like a racehorse. He broadcasts like a racehorse, but spiritually inside, he needs a great deal of help. Now, it seems surprising to me that most of your problems involve waiters and weddings, Gary. Do you have a different class of problem tonight?
Well, a little bit different than a waiter story. But here's the deal, Walter. Today was National Ice Cream Day. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
No, I was asleep.
Yes! So I go into my local ice cream shop on Route 18, and they're advertising BOGO, buy one, get one, and that really excites me. So I head in there. I'm online. There's a ton of people in there. The guy behind the counter, I don't say one word to him. I walk up. He starts to verbally assault me, and I'll tell you how he did this. Psychologically assaulted me, made me feel embarrassed. What did he do? He offers suggestions on the sugar-free ice creams, the no-sugar added, and the fat-free ice cream. I didn't ask him for any of that stuff. Now, I know that I'm a little overweight, and I know I've got to watch the weight problem, but I have never been so embarrassed. I didn't say one word. He didn't say, what would you like? Here's what we have. He said to me, by the way, sir, you know we have sugar-free, no sugar added, and we have fat-free ice cream. Embarrassing. I am just so frustrated. People hear this behind me. They're looking at me wondering, what am I going to do? Now, normally, I would have just had an outburst, Walter. But for some reason, and this is where I need help tonight, all I did was just turn around, and he said, sir, what can I get for you? I said, nothing. And I turned around, and I walked away. But how is it that this guy could make those suggestions when the customer always comes first and comes and is supposed to always be right? How does somebody do that?
All right. What should Gary Arnell have done when, without provocation, an ice cream vendor of all people said to him, here, let me show you some of the sugar-free and no sugar added ice creams. What should Gary have done? Here's your number. It's 888-688-WALT. These are profound dilemmas. These are the things you and I run into every day. For example, Gary,
yes,
I was at a Dunkin' Donuts a couple weeks ago, and I ordered something harmless, I'm sure. And I looked at the receipt when I got the receipt, and it said 12% discount.
Yeah.
And they had given me the senior discount, but I had not asked for the senior discount. Usually I do, but that time I had not asked for it.
Yeah.
And I looked at the nice lady across the counter who was about 16, and I said to her, gee, you gave me the senior discount. I didn't even ask for it. Why did you give me the senior discount? And she said, I give the senior discount to everybody who looks older than my father.
Wow. That's pretty tough.
That was pretty tough. All right, how would you solve Gary Arnell's dilemma? What would you have done in the ice cream parlor if out of nowhere the guy selling ice cream, chocolate chip, peanut butter, chocolate chip, vanilla, the guy selling ice cream says to you, we have a fine assortment of sugar-free and no sugar added.
Mm-hmm.
The number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And by the way, Gary, very exciting for you is the fact that right now we are live streaming from the laundry room. Right now from the laundry room, you can see the laundry room at Facebook, on the live stream at Facebook, at Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Tony in Atlanta, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Hi, Tony. Welcome.
Hey, Tony.
Walter and Gary, I've got to tell you, Gary, in those situations, you just say, this is what I want. I don't care what your opinion is. Just give me what I want. You got to be stern. You got to be strong. You got to be dismissive of these sorts of people. They do this all the time. When I go to Starbucks, they're like, oh, do you want this? Do you want that? So on and so forth. Same thing with Dunkin' Donuts. It's all the same ritual. Just go in there and be stern.
My but wife Tony, does for this guy to just come out and look at me, yeah, I can lose, 20 pounds. There's no two ways about it, all right?
Okay.
But to say to me, sir, I didn't even say a word. And he's saying to me, we have the sugar-free over here, the no-sugar added over here, and the fat-free ice cream over here. I was just, psychologically, I got to tell you, it was a hit. I mean, I thought he was rude. And number two, where did he get his basic training, Tony?
Well, honestly, I work retail, so yeah. I understand this whole dilemma.
Yeah.
The situation being is that there is a complete lack of training, and there is a total lack of understanding on the side of these. I assume he was probably a millennial. So we have these situations where we're dealing with these people that have no training. They have no idea what, how to say it, how to present it, or any of that stuff. What he should have done is offered you an alternative if he was actually caring about you. He didn't care about you.
Dad, that's not how you reach younger demos.
Thank you very much for listening on WSB in Atlanta. We appreciate the call. Thank you so much. 888-688-WALT. Trying to help Gary Arnell with an appalling situation where he was at an ice cream store, and in an ice cream store, the ice cream person said, here's some sugar-free. Here's some no-sugar-added ice cream. Here's some suggestions for you. Gary didn't ask for the suggestions. What would you do? 888-688-WALT.
No other big storms will sweep across the country this week. That's good news. An update on your forecast coming up in 20 minutes. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Sterling on Sunday.
Want me to go now? I appreciate those cues. 888-688-WALT. Jerry in New York. Gary Arnell has a problem, which is that he was at an ice cream parlor, not a health club, an ice cream parlor, and before he ordered, the person behind the counter of the ice cream parlor said, well, we have a lot of sugar-free and no-sugar-added ice creams. That's before he said anything. Jerry in New York, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, Jerry, and let's remember it was National Ice Cream Day.
Right, so Gary was being patriotic to be there and to begin with.
Absolutely.
Well, I really appreciate the sentiment in that. I'm an ice cream lover, but I'm also diabetic, and I would always welcome the idea of there being sugar-free and fat-free ice cream. But I would have liked to have just told the young fella at the counter, there's an old book written about 100 years ago that might be good for your career development. It was written by one of America's first billionaires named Andrew Carnegie.
Yep.
It was called How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Right.
And obviously you haven't read it yet, but that would be a career builder for the young man.
All right, now listen.
I know you'd like to slap him across the nose. But,
now listen, Jerry in New York, what was your morning number today?
My morning number?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Your blood sugar number.
Oh, for blood sugar.
Yes.
104.
Yeah, 104, pretty, which is not the worst number. Now, what'd you eat before you went to bed?
Couple of crackers and a little bit of cheese.
And what do they got you on?
A little bit of insulin. Just a little. I'm only getting 30 units a day, just once an evening.
So take it easy.
Sound like you're conversant in diabetic treatments.
Yes, Gary might be as well. And yes, I am. And one of the things they never discuss about diabetes is that it is sensitive to heat. And when the weather is hot like this, the blood sugar goes up.
Yep.
Hey, Jerry, you know what I do? And I'm a type 2, all right?
Yeah,
but what
me
I
too.
Do is when I have all right, see, when I have to go get my blood work done, I'll go, Walter, you just hit upon it, on a very warm, hot day. So when the primary yells at me, your blood sugar was at 186, I tell him it was 102 out. And that's why it was that high.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And you get a chance to guess the mystery voice to win what? What? A prize announcement.
When I had my heart attack and when we lost our house, you were right there by my side. You were there. You know something? I think that you're bad luck.
888-688-WALT. Callie in Missouri, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Callie.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, Callie.
Hi. I want to talk to Gary. And
hey,
I feel
Callie.
Like this is kind of an... Hi. I feel like this is kind of an unpopular opinion, but here I go.
Go ahead.
I kind of think the cashier was maybe doing his job a little bit, you know. He doesn't know Gary's lifestyle, right? Yeah, I know. He doesn't know his lifestyle. He doesn't know if he's diabetic or maybe he is trying to lose weight. But the problem is he did communicate that in maybe a brash or a blunt way. And I kind of think this extends to more like a societal problem.
Kelly, this was so personal. It was an affront to my psyche. I mean, I walk in there. Yeah, I've got to lose about 15 to 20 pounds, all right? But for him to outwardly just suggest, not how you doing, welcome to National Ice Cream Day, are you here for the BOGO, any of that stuff, immediately steers me to sugar-free, fat-free, no sugar added. We do have those selections. You wouldn't feel hurt by somebody just coming forward and just saying that to you?
Well, honestly, I wouldn't, because I think his intentions were probably a little more pure. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
The problem is perspective. It's his perspective for not knowing Gary and being a little judgmental, but it's also Gary's perspective, because maybe Gary was a little sensitive about it, right?
Mm.
Maybe it's Gary's problem. Maybe it wasn't him pushing, you know, the cashier pushing it on Gary. I mean, I feel like both are at fault, and it's the same problem we have in a larger societal scale.
I don't think there's any larger societal scale involved. I just think there was a jerk behind the counter. David, listening on WSB in Atlanta, welcome to Sterling on Sunday with Gary Arnell's Dilemma. He was insulted by an ice cream man.
Yeah, and I completely agree. That was a jerk behind the counter.
Yep.
And, well, if it was me, what I would have done, I've got a sense of humor about my weight. I'm a good bit overweight. So if it was me and he'd have said that to me, I would have said, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe you just said that to me. And he would look at me and say, what? And I would say, I can't believe you just called me fat. And I would say it loud for everybody to hear. And then, and everybody, I mean, he would be standing there with his mouth open, and everybody would bust out laughing. So that's what I would.
You know what made this worse for me, David, is that I'm in that cyclical run right now where I lost the 4 pounds, I put back the 3 pounds, I lost a pound and a half, and I started walking. Go in there, and the guy just like took these psychological shots at me, and that's why it hurt. Seriously, that's why it hurt, because I just don't think he had any business just being that forward with what he said. I just don't.
What do you think Gary Arnell should have said when the ice cream man said to him, oh, by the way, we have sugar-free and we have no sugar added?
Yep.
The number is 888-688-WALT, live on a Sunday night, 888-688-WALT. It's Walter M. Sterling on Sunday. Yes, that's right. You can watch a live stream of this show from the laundry room. I do the show from the laundry room. I don't have a big expensive budget like Zach Sang or some of these other clowns where they've wasted $1 million for a studio to have clearances that aren't even close to what we have. I do it from my laundry room. And you can see the laundry room and the spectacular light show live right now at Walter M. Sterling on Facebook. Walter M. Sterling. Go now. Look at it. It's going to shut down soon. At the end of the show, it's over. You got to see the laundry room. You have to see where we're broadcasting from and the incredible timepiece that is revealed on this incredible streaming video.
Walter, can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
Just before we get back to the dilemma, which is really psychologically
Gary or no.
hurting
yes.
me. That question is, last week, when I was in New York City with you at the CBS Broadcast Center, and then we went for Chinese food after the show.
Yes.
How is it? It was about 3 o'clock in the morning until we got there. 3 o'clock in the morning. We sit down. You tell me about how great the dumplings are there, and they were really terrific. But then I order chicken and broccoli, and you ordered something else, and we split it. Here's what I want to know. The place is not a buffet during the day. It's a sit-down and order. literally, Walter, within about 6 minutes, and this is at 3 a.m., they bring out the chicken and broccoli. How does that happen? Within 6 minutes, am I to think that they just spooned it out, threw it in? The food was great, but I was just stunned that in 6 minutes, the dinner was done at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Ancient Chinese secret. Joanne in Philadelphia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Joanne.
And, hi, hey, Walter. Good evening, Gary.
Hey, Joanne.
Hi. Listen, this is a little bit, and I'm not sure if you know this, but stressed, spelled backwards, is desserts. Mm. And so since this man behind the counter, okay, stressed you out, you did the wrong thing by walking out without anything. You should have gotten two ice creams and two BOGOs, okay?
Wow. But you're talking about, forget about the no fat, no sugar.
I'm talking about
I should have ordered full strength, baby.
Right, and since it was National Ice Cream Day, you should put your diet on hold for one day.
Wow.
And I just thought that to let you know so that anytime you do feel stressed, you do it. Stress spelled backwards is dessert.
Wow. I learned nothing else but that was great. That was good.
Lenny in California, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Lenny.
Hey, Gary. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but you know, I think you're just a victim of marketing. I think at the beginning of this guy's shift, the manager said, "Hey, we need to push this stuff. Tell every customer that walks in, and that's what they're pushing to let people know that they have." It's just like walking in a Subway, you know, and the employees aren't even looking at you, and they'll say, "Welcome to Subway."
I didn't hear him, Lenny, say that to the one or two customers who were in front of me, because if he did, from what I can remember, I don't think that they were a little overweight. I think they were just regular sized people. They walked up, they ordered. He never said that. I come up 15 to 20 heavy, and all of a sudden this is the first thing out of his mouth. I don't think it's as clear cut as what you're thinking that it is.
Well, like I said, I think that at the beginning of the shift, the manager says, "Hey, every customer who walks in, push this because we got double order of it. We need to move it, you know," or something like that.
Wow.
Well, Lenny, that's a really interesting point of view. Well, Gary, here's what I would have done.
Tell me.
Yeah, I would have said, "What'd you say?" And he would have said, "Well, here's some sugar-free this or sugar-free this." Why exactly do you think I'm interested in that rather than the peanut butter chip? Why exactly do you think I'm interested in that?
And then wait for his response.
Wait for his response and then say, "Listen, I won't take this any further if you give me that ice cream on the house, because that was just not okay."
Go. Right. It should have been more than a BOGO. It should have been three for free.
How do we get in touch with you, Gary?
Well, you can do radio. You can do GaryArnell.com, GaryArnell.com, or email, love them, read them, actually do. I know a lot of guys on the air say, "I read every email and respond." I do read every email and respond. RADIO, RadioArnell@Verizon.net, RADIO. RNEL at Verizon.net, and then all the Facebook, Twitter, and all that other stuff, Walter. But by the way, I just want to ask you one other super quick question. Last week with the Chinese meal, did you leave a tip before we left?
Yes.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure, because I was thinking about that after we left. I didn't know if I was supposed to fork one over or not. And,
No. I don't believe in splitting the check like that. I believe one person picks up the check or the other person picks up the check. I don't believe in that thing leave the tip or you.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, no,
like,
I agree
you know,
that.
Man up and pay the damn bill.
Right.
And then next time the other guy pays the bill.
Right.
And that's
right.
What you do. That's how you do it in civilization.
So I won't expect a tip from you next time. I'll just man up and pay the whole bill.
Exactly.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Arnell. Thank you very much. One of America's great talk show hosts, Gary Arnell on Sterling on Sunday. Well, this has been a very exciting show. I hope you've learned a great deal, especially about computer software equipment and what should work and what shouldn't. But right now, you just have a few seconds left. You got to check this out. Go to Facebook, go to Walter M. Sterling, and you can watch a video stream coming from my laundry room. You got to look at it right now. Now, it isn't going to be up later. The minute the show's done, that goes down. Do you know why? Because the minute the show is done, so am I.
It's Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. There's something, you know, there's something that's been bothering me that I want to share with you. Something that's been bothering me. This story, this horrible story about this Jeffrey Epstein guy, who was in fact convicted of trafficking young women for the pleasure of not young men. It turns out that he's alleged to be bringing dozens of young women into his home on a regular basis. Women who are under the age of 18. Okay, think about that. And then there was that wacky story with that Ford woman who said terrible things about the nominee Chief Justice Kavanaugh, said terrible things. But she also said in there that she was underage. She was at a fraternity, sorority party, some high school party where there was drinking going on. She was underage when this was going on. Okay. And then there's that actor who was 14 years old at a Hollywood adult party who complained that Kevin Spacey fell on him in bed and was all over this kid when he was 14. That guy's on Star Trek. What's his last name? Stamp, Stump, I don't know. All right. Well, here we have a lot of kids under the age of 18 going to a grown-up's mansion for hours at a time, repeatedly, this Jeffrey Epstein's mansion, repeatedly. And we've got the Ford woman saying terrible things about Kavanaugh, but wait, she was under 18 when this happened. And then we have this actor who was accusing Kevin Spacey of falling on him at an adult Hollywood party at 10 p.m. at night, an adult Hollywood party. That's what he said it was when he was 14. Okay. Where the hell are the parents? I have a 7-year-old daughter, a 14-year-old daughter, and a 16-year-old daughter. And you know what? I know where they are. Forget about what they're doing. I know where they are. And if I'm not absolutely sure where they are, I go and find out. I immediately go and find out where they are. And I'll check with the mom and I'll check with friends. I make sure I know where my kids are. Do you know why? It's not because I'm a great parent. It's because I'm a parent. Job number one as a parent is to know where my kids are, who they're with, and what they're doing. And until they're 18, that's my primary job, my second job, and my third job. Again, I'm not saying I'm father of the year. I'm saying that this is the minimum expectation. The minimum expectation of a parent is to know where your kids are and what they're doing. That's the minimum. You may not even like what they're doing. You may not even agree with what they're doing, but it's my job to make sure my daughters are safe. That's my job. And I look at this Jeffrey Epstein guy, this creepy guy, who had dozens of underage girls brought to his home to give him massages and to meet his famous and rich friends. And then there's the other part of that story, which is that he's a hedge fund guy. Well, wait a minute. In his 20s, he was a private school teacher in Manhattan. How do you go from being a private school teacher in Manhattan to being a hedge fund guy and having about a little less than $1 billion? And no hedge fund person can say, oh, sure, we worked with him. Somehow, in my opinion, I doubt that that was his business. I think he made his living in a far more horrendous way, in my opinion. But again, there were these young girls coming to his house all day and night, week after week, repeatedly. Some of them said, yeah, I was at his house, 100 times. What do you mean? You're 17, you're at his house giving massages to his friends when you were 17, 16? Where were your parents? Therefore, I believe that any of these kids, their parents should be prosecuted as well for putting children in harm's way. Let me repeat. I believe that any of the victims of a Jeffrey Epstein or any of these other characters, I believe that their parents were the first line of defense. And their parents first, before these creeps, their parents first failed them. First, the parents failed them. My email's waltermsterling@gmail, waltermsterling@gmail. Every email I get, I do answer, and I'd love to see a picture of what you're looking at right now, right at this second. It's been a very exciting show for Matt DeSantis, the greatest sound engineer in American radio. And remember, the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.